And now Phil will introduce some of the recent correspondence to the Evening News.
As we noted earlier, Evening News readers had varied reactions to the announcement that UEA is one of the most woke universities in the UK. No Way Jose thinks instilling a moral code in students is a good idea. Well done to the UEA, instilling a moral code into our young people that was clearly missing from those a couple of generations before them. Darryl agrees. If being woke means being aware to injustice, then bring it on. Why would you want not to be? Ben Gradsky is more dubious. That's the problem with kids teaching kids. Kids assume if you protest and don't work a day, they'll change the world. If only they realised changing the world means coming up with ideas that work. And he said Watt Smith is not at all happy with woke behaviour. And to think these little cherubs are the future of our country, just when you think it cannot get any worse. However, a lotter seems no problems. Of course, there should be anti-racism guidance. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. And Superb Dan strongly agrees. You have to laugh at the people who object to a policy of being decent to others.
Two readers wrote in this week about the city centre traffic changes. Paul Milner of Sheringham wonders why £6.1 million was spent on so-called improvements to St Stephen Street. He says, I passed St Stephen Street in Norwich the other day and for the life of me could not see the justification for spending £6.1 million on these so-called improvements, especially in a time of financial hardship and austerity for all. Perhaps someone in City Hall is able to explain what was so wrong with the old St Stephen's and how much better the new £6.1 million version will be.
Mike Howman of Nolan Grove in Norwich sent in a thoughtful letter on how we might cope with the traffic chaos. Let's map out traffic movement in the city. The recent debacle about the closure of Exchange Street in Norwich prompts me to ask just who's in charge of traffic flow and management in the city. Is it Norwich City Council or Norfolk County Council? Cannot really be both. It seems whoever they are not doing a great job of it. Isn't it about time that someone in authority, possibly with a nudge from this paper, laid out a composite plan for traffic movement in Norwich, especially around the city centre? As resident of more than 70 years, it saddens me that it's becoming more difficult to negotiate the numerous one-ways, bus and taxi-only streets. Long-running roadworks seemingly cost fortunes, with little improvement only exacerbate delays in getting around. Air quality suffers with long queues of idling traffic. Surely a printed map of the city showing council preferred traffic routes would help the general public to understand how best to drive from A to B, with minimum delay and expense. Long-term projects should be revealed now to show how the city will cope with future traffic schemes. It does appear that pedestrianisation is taking over.
Our final letter this week is a plea for help. Ian McKinstry is currently researching a new life of the great Norfolk, Middlesex and England cricketer Bill Edrich and is asking if anyone has memories or family stories about him. I am an author and I am currently researching a new life of the great Norfolk, Middlesex and England cricketer Bill Edrich. Born into a local farming family, he went to Brackendale School in Norwich and began and ended his cricket career with Norfolk, having captained the side for several years in the 1960s. A brave, highly decorated bomber pilot during the war, he was a vivid, colourful personality whose fondness for the good life brought him many friends, but also clashes with authority. If any of your readers have any family stories or memories of Bill Edrich, I would be delighted to hear them. I'm particularly anxious to speak to anyone whose relatives might have gone to Brackendale with him. Anyone with any information should contact Leo McKinstry on 07958 963 879. That's 07958 963 879. Or email on mckinstryleo@hotmail.com. I would be quite willing to discuss a research fee for any useful insights.